My name is Margaret Rowland, and I'm 13 years old. Today is November 24th, and I'm speaking with
Harriet Rowland,
who is my grandmother. We're recording in the state of Oxford, Mississippi. Where were you born?
Memphis, Tennessee.
What did you do for a living?
Worked in a law office, and then in the law part of a relocation company.
Did you like working there?
Yes, I did. I got to start a title company.
What was the most courageous thing you've ever done in your life?
I've got to think about that. I don't know that I've done anything ever courageous.
I bet you have.
I can't think of anything. Been pretty ordinary.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pretty ordinary.
So nothing?
Nothing.
Have you ever been to jail?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Not once?
Not once. Not even visited.
What was your first impression of Elvis Presley?
My first impression was not a particularly good one.
Why?
Well, it seemed to me he was a little extreme. And the music that he was playing back then, because he and I were the same age, and he was ahead of his time. And I'm not a musician. Number one, I'm not a musician. So that doesn't help, because it was not easy for me to understand what he was doing. And I didn't recognize the fact that he was breaking all the rules, setting a whole new world out there for music.
What about when you first saw him? Where you worked?
Well, huh?
Where you worked?
Oh, that's when I was working at that time with Tennessee Valley Electric Supply Company. And he was driving a truck for Crown Electric Company in the daytime, running errands for them. And I was working for the supply company, and he came by every day to pick up supplies, and I saw him every day, you know, but he was very flamboyant. But then Elvis Presley was. I mean, he was to everybody, you know.
What did he look like when you first saw him?
Well, he just, his hair was slicked back, you know, I mean, and when I first saw him, he and some friends were just sitting outside of Ellis Auditorium, just spontaneously playing, and they had drawn a crowd. There was a crowd watching him, clapping for him. I mean, everybody else could recognize what a talent he had, more so than I could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you regret anything you did in your life?
Regret? Not really. Not really. There were a lot of things I think, if sir, you know, I might have changed, done better. But I love the law. I love that part of it. I think the legal system is just the greatest in the world. So.
Who is the most important person in your life?
Oh, my three kids have got to be the most important. You know that. I mean, my three kids, and then that would include my grandchildren. You know. But my three, if you're talking about those, the children have to come first.
What is your favorite thing to cook?
Wow. There's so many good ones. I don't know my favorite to cook. I don't know. It depends. If it's in the summertime, then I like to fix potato salad and baked beans. Mm-hmm. If it's Thanksgiving, then I like to fix the dressing. Mm-hmm. If it's Christmas, I'll fix almost anything.
Yeah.
You know, so a little bit of all of it.
How did your kids act when they were younger?
They really, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but my kids were well behaved. We moved a lot. And they had to make friends, you know, because their father was transferred in his job. So we had to move, and they really did. My kids were well behaved. Mm-hmm. They never got in trouble. Now, there may have been a lot of things I didn't know about, you know.
Were your kids close? Were two closer than the other?
Well, Vicky, the middle one, she was the mother type to both the older one and the younger one, and particularly the younger one. I mean, she took over. She did more things for Bub Roland than even I did, you know, if that was the truth. She really spoiled him a little bit. You know, and tried to spoil Gina. I wish I thought they had done as much for her as she did for them, but she was good to them.
Mm-hmm. What was life like with your parents?
Well, my father was gone when I was fairly young, so it was just my mother there, and that made it a little bit harder, you know, on her, because there again, she had to work a lot, you know.
What's your biggest fear?
Fear? I guess my biggest fear is creating a problem for my kids, you know, as I get older. As I get old, I hear a lot of people talking about the things they have to do for their elderly parents and what a hardship it can be on them. And my fear is that I'll be that way, and I don't want to. It's true.
How many places have you lived in your life?
More places than I can even remember them all. I'd have to count, but I don't know.
What's a guess?
Well, after your grandfather and I married, we moved 11 times in 16 years.
Wow.
And I had already moved a lot when I was a child. And growing up, so I don't know. I mean, I really have lived in so many places, I'd have to really stop and think about it. And I bet I couldn't remember them all.
What was your favorite place to live?
I enjoyed living in that condo in Memphis. I enjoyed that. But then I had enjoyed Connecticut, too, when we lived up there. So It's sort of hard to say what your faith. When you've moved as many times as I have, I liked most of the places we lived.
Do you ever wish you did anything else with your life, like traveled somewhere or did
something? I'll always wish that I had gotten a law degree, because I had the chance, and I really did. I was all but practicing law, you know, real estate law, in the law office and at the relocation company, and I loved it, always have, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. We are done.
Good. We got through with that in a hurry.
I know.
That's all the questions you have.